Hi, this is Kira. My
Did
question
you say
involves,
Kira?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It involves tabling issues and reintroducing sexual intimacy back into our marriage. I think the problem with my marriage is that I wanted emotional closeness, and my husband never was willing to give that to me and still has difficulty with that to this day. So that's an ongoing problem, and I don't know if tabling that issue really is helpful. Now I have come to a point where I want both emotional and sexual intimacy, because he's always identified more closely with the physical aspect of our relationship to validate a good marriage. I need both.
So, Kira, what's your question? Let's start there. I'm not sure where you're going with this.
My question is, how do I ignore the lack of an emotional connection over a lot of years?
How do you ignore it? Who said you should ignore it?
Well, I'm not saying you should ignore it. How do I table that issue when that's really so important? I am trying to reintroduce it. Now that I'm trying to...
Okay, wait, I got your question. Let me try to answer it. First of all, of all the issues that you could pick, of all the issues a person could be dealing with, and believe me, on the phone, there's a lot of people dealing with a lot of different issues, I would think that would be the easiest one to table. Why? Because, in a sense, you can table it without tabling it. What I mean by that is the whole program is all about forging an emotional connection. So you could table the issue in the sense that you're not going to discuss it, you're not going to fight about it, you're not going to argue about it, you're not going to try to resolve it through words, right? You understand that I think I make this crystal clear in the program, when I talk about tabling the issues, I'm talking about not talking about them, right? So I would think that this, of all the issues a person could be dealing with, this would be one of the easiest ones to table, because you can table it verbally while spending all day working on it, because every single word out of my mouth, every word I ever wrote on paper, every aspect of the program in one shape or form or another is designed to help a couple cultivate emotional intimacy. So you could actually work on it 24/7 without ever talking about it. By the way, that's the only way to make progress with it anyway.
And what about the lack of physical intimacy? Now he's rejecting me.
Well, what exactly is your question there? What should you do about the fact that he's rejecting you?
Yes.
Well, nobody should ever do anything sexually they don't want to do, so you should, you know, you can't force yourself, and you shouldn't force yourself upon him.
I know.
You have to respect that. My experience is that, you know, sometimes people accuse me of not having enough about sexual intimacy in the program. And my response to them is, what are you talking about? The whole program is about sexual intimacy. Really? Which chapter is that? I didn't get that CD. Yes, you did. I sent them all to you. What are you talking about? I didn't hear you talk about it. Sexual intimacy, physical intimacy, in my opinion, is the natural outgrowth of an emotional connection. It's not something that you pursue. It's something that ensues. And so the best thing you can do to work on things in the bedroom is to work on things outside the bedroom. And my experience with thousands and thousands of cases is that it just falls into place. That when the other things in the relationship come together, that just the natural progression of the relationship is such that a husband and a wife assuming that there's not physical limitations or issues that are inhibiting them, they do and they want to express that connection in a physical way in the bedroom. And so so what about the fact that he's rejecting you? You know, that's reflective of a lack of real connection, especially for a man that you're describing as previously very sexual. So I think that will, I wouldn't focus on that. There's nothing really to work on there. I would work on the other aspects of the relationship, and I think you'll find that will fall into place.